This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for professional medical advice. Please seek a medical professional or healthcare provider if you're seeking any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Thanks, everyone.
Welcome back.
To Funny Medicine Podcast.
Yes. We're your hosts.
I'm Julie.
Again, why are we struggle so much?
I don't know. But I'm Julie.
God.
She's Evie.
Yes. I'm Aichi. Okay.
And today we're going to be continuing this awesome series that we thought of way back now. It's already part four of this series. And we wanted to break it up a bit because the last four episodes have been intense.
Emotionally intense, just maybe even controversial.
Yeah, just a lot.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, so we're gonna be debunking some interesting stuff that's been out there, either in the social media world or just whatever, word of mouth. So let's get into it.
Yes. So we are going to start off with myth number one, and it is basically a pre-workout honey and salt for weight loss and performance.
You had told me about this one. I had never heard of this.
This is like an actual thing.
So interesting.
All right. So pre-workout honey and salt for weight loss as a pre-workout. The internet is buzzing about this magical concoction. It's all over my feed. It's all over my TikTok.
Yeah.
Basically saying that if you eat honey and salt, that you can use it as a pre-workout instead of your typical pre-workout.
What's up?
Anyways. All right, so proponents claim that a spoonful of honey with a pinch of salt before you work out will boost your energy, enhance performance, and even magically melt your fat away. Okay, sounds like a delicious recipe. Okay, so maybe slightly salty, maybe slightly sweet. Okay, but does it actually do that? Does it actually improve your performance? Burn fat, all those things. Okay, I love honey.
I do too.
I'm a salty person. So this is... You're calling me. You're calling my name.
I know.
Okay.
But if it sounds too good to be true, you should.
So let's talk a little bit about the honey hype. Okay.
Yeah.
So honey is a natural sugar, mostly fructose and glucose. So yes, sugar is going to give you that like kind of quick energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, having honey before a workout may give you a little bit energy boost. It may. But also, you're just having a spoonful, right?
That's not a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. But is it special? No, not really. Okay, it's just sugar. Your body doesn't really care if it came from honey, if you like ate something else that's like sugary. Yes, you're going to get that boost because sugar is energy, right? It's a carb. It's going to basically, you're going to use it in as energy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sugar is a carb. Why am I like doubting myself? I just had my brain fart. I was like, did I say that right? Yes. Okay. Anyways. Now, sugar with weight loss, I don't know about that.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you cut out sugar, right?
Yeah.
You're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So consuming excess sugar can actually contribute to weight gain, not loss. So the weight loss claim is inaccurate. Now let's start, you know, with the salty side of the story. Salt or sodium chloride is an electrolyte. And I actually do feel that when people drink a lot of water, it kind of does deplete a little bit of your electrolytes because you're diluting everything.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yes, electrolytes are really important for fluid balance and nerve function, and especially during exercise when you're losing a lot of those electrolytes through your sweat. If you're doing very long, intense workouts in hot conditions, and if you're significantly dehydrated, then an electrolyte is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to help you out with
that depletion.
Makes sense.
Maybe a little salt can actually help replenish your electrolytes. But for your average gym goer, jogger, you're probably going to get plenty of sodium from your regular diet, like the diet that you eat every day, unless you're training for a marathon in like, you know, Death Valley or...
Which, good luck with
that. What are those like crazy military, like military marathons?
Like those Ironman, like competitions and whatever?
But it's like on steroids. They literally run for...
Yeah, like Forrest Gump type of style. Like
in the middle of a desert. It's terrible. I don't know why people would ever put themselves through that.
I don't know.
But
man.
Anyways.
There's all sorts of people out there.
Yeah. Unless you're training for that.
Yeah.
You'll be fine without the sodium chloride. Okay.
Yeah.
So again, for weight loss, actually, salt doesn't burn fat. Mm-mm. It's actually the opposite. Excess sodium can actually lead to water retention. Water is always going to follow that sodium. So when you are having a high salt diet, you technically get puffier and things like that because you're retaining water.
Yeah.
Okay. Verdict, honey and salt as a pre-workout, I think it's mostly hype. Yeah. not it. Mm-mm. Okay. So it's not going to hurt you, right?
You're right, yeah.
I think you can do it. And if you really feel like it works for you, by all means.
And I wouldn't do a freaking cup of it a day.
Yeah.
You know, excessive like that, but.
Yeah. Like I remember I used to just have something, a small snack with a car before I would go. And
yeah, it makes sense.
Or something, just to have something to kind of use and burn and things like that. But also you need to have it like before, like it needs time to use that, to burn that, to get that sugar.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But anyways, for a pre-workout boost and balance and meals and just a whole entire energy, high performance and things like that. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Busted.
Exactly. Really, to lose weight, you got to be calorie deficient.
Yeah.
You be in a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. That was myth number one. Myth number two. Lifting weights will make me bulky.
I hate this one. And I'm so happy it's going away.
I know. This was a huge one. Millennials, Gen Xers, all you guys, all of you out there, especially the ladies.
Yeah.
We were, for some reason, riddled with this myth.
My parents still.
I don't know why, but anyway. So, like I said, this was especially popular amongst women, that lifting weights will make me bulky, you know? So it was like, you didn't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, pretty much, you know, back in the...
Yeah.
This was also perpetuated in the bodybuilding days, although there were women bodybuilders, you know, but whatever. Anyway, so the biology of bulk, right? So building significant muscle mass or bulking up is actually just really hard. It's not that easy.
It is very, very hard.
Yeah.
The amount that you need to eat is crazy.
Eat and lift and the persistence and like everything that it takes, you know? Even for people actively trying to do it, it requires a combination of high intensity strength training. So you need to lift weights with enough intensity and volume to actually stimulate that muscle growth. And then we're talking about like progressive overload, right? And like I said, with that consistency as well, and then going up and up and up a little. So you're building this up with time. Then you need to be in a caloric surplus, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to eat more calories and burn, you know, then you burn to provide your body with those building blocks, right? Because it's just not going to happen. And the energy to build all that muscle. These bulking diets often include like consciously eating a lot of extra food. And then hormones. Big one is testosterone. So testosterone is key hormone for muscle growth. Men naturally have significantly higher levels of testosterone than women do. This is a major reason why women generally don't quote unquote like bulk up like men, even when dedicated to weight training. Women can obviously build more muscle, absolutely, but it's typically leaner and less bulky due to lower testosterone levels.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder overall.
Yeah.
But it's not as easy as men just lift weights and
yeah, exactly. You
know? So what weightlifting actually does, especially for women or just strength training, is incredibly beneficial for just everyone, right? It gives increased strength and functional fitness. So it makes everyday activities just overall easier. It improves your balance, which your balance gets worse and worse as you age, right? So that's something important to focus on. And it reduces the risk of falls because you're bettering that balance.
Yeah.
It also, big one that she had mentioned not too long ago, the bone density, right?
So important.
Yep. Crucial for preventing osteoporosis, especially for women, as also you have boosted metabolism. So your muscle tissue burns more calories at rest than fat tissue. Building muscle can help increase your metabolism and make it easier to manage weight overall, right? And then you have like just an improved body composition. So weight training helps you lose fat, gain lean muscle mass, and leading to a more toned and defined physique. Just not that bulky type of thing that you're thinking, but you're strong and you're healthy.
Yeah.
Now, enhanced confidence and mood is another big one too. And I feel like women are jumping on this more.
Yes.
As at least I've been seeing it more on social medias, like women's strength training, and they feel more confident, more like just overall like better, you know. because strength training has been shown to improve mood, reduce anxiety, and even boost your self-esteem. Yeah, it's wonderful, honestly. And again, it's not like you have to become a bodybuilder. It's just incorporated in your workout routine. Exactly. What's the verdict? I think it's pretty obvious at this point. Yeah. Lifting weights will not magically turn you into the Hulk overnight.
Yeah.
Or ever, really, unless you're genetically gifted or training like a professional bodybuilder, obviously, and eating a massive calorie surplus. So you have to be, for you to bulk up as a woman, you have to be actively pursuing that. For women, especially, the fear of bulking up from weightlifting is largely unfounded. Strength training is fantastic for health, fitness, and achieving a toned, strong physique. Like I said, it even helps with your self-confidence and your self-esteem. So embrace those weights, okay? Go at it. Add it into your workout routine. It will probably make you feel really good. It makes me feel good.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I strength train. And honestly, I wish I would have done it more
before. Me too. Me too. Definitely.
I was so focused on cardio.
Yes.
And I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I think cardio is really important too.
Oh, for sure.
But weightlifting is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And strength training in general. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do it. Just do it. Like Shia LaBeouf. Do it.
Shia LaBeouf.
You've never seen the video of him saying, just do it?
I don't think so.
Julie, where have you been?
Under a rock.
Just give me.
Always.
We're going to pause here for a second.
Under my little rock.
Girl, if you ever need motivation to do something.
Yeah?
Listen to this.
He's a nut.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
This.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Dreams come true. Just do it.
Why do they look constipated?
Some people dream success while you're going to wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not going to stop there. No, what are you waiting for? Do it.
So angry.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
A constipation. Why is he so angry?
Tell me that was not the funniest.
If you're like telling him like in the movie Elf, Kangaroo Elf.
That. It's so
no,
funny.
I had never seen that.
Do it. Just.
Yeah. What is he holding? What is he like?
Do it.
Wow. I knew he was a nut, but that like. That's a very clear example of how nut he is.
So funny.
Wow.
I love him.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right.
Do it.
Yeah, just do it. All right. Myth number three. Drinking Himalayan sea salt daily for metabolism. Pink salt. What is that called? Panache?
Like that it's going to cure everything.
Oh, okay.
The pink salt panacea.
Pink salt panacea. I've never heard of that.
It's because I remember seeing freaking Himalayan salt for everything.
No, but yes, it's definitely a fad.
Like everything. For cooking, for this, for like anything. It's just Himalayan salt. No, it's just like every recipe.
Pink sea salt. Pink Himalayan
but
salt.
But make sure it's Himalayan salt. And I'm like, it's fucking salt, guys.
Salt. Salty. Anyways. All right, so drinking Himalayan sea salt, okay, daily for metabolism. Yeah, specifically. And also, it's so pretty. It's pink.
It's cute.
Okay.
It's so cute.
And apparently, according to some corners of the internet, it's also a metabolism miracle worker.
Of course it is.
Okay, so let's sprinkle on some science to this, okay? Now, what's the mineral myth? So Himalayan pink sea salt does contain trace minerals. And I think that's the main thing here, the trace minerals aspect of it.
But they're trace.
Yes, exactly. Trace. Trace, which are important. It's important. But it just pink Himalayan sea salt just has a little bit more than like your regular table salt.
Right. Yeah, sure.
So minerals like potassium, calcium, magnesium are obviously really important for your health. However, the amounts of these minerals in Himalayan sea salt are just like Julie said, trace. Okay. So you would have to consume a huge amount of this salt to get a significant dose
Please
of these
don't.
Minerals.
Please okay? don't. Eat a
and
banana.
And don't do that either. All right?
Eat, yeah. eat a banana.
Yeah. Or like one of those like IV.
Yeah.
IV thingies.
Liquid IVs or whatever. Yeah. yeah. Multivitamin, dude.
Or a multivitamin, exactly. What the fuck? You would have to, so anyways, the amount that you would have to consume is like actually dangerously high for your blood pressure and yeah. overall health. So you're better off getting these minerals from like a balanced diet or a multivitamin.
Banana.
Really, the the way to get there, to get these minerals is easier. Okay.
Not just the salt.
Yeah. And also just the quant. So much. You know what?
I don't know, man. Right?
Now, the salt and metabolism part about it, this is a salty truth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. Mm-mm. Yeah. Now, salt and or sodium, okay, is yeah. involved in various things of the body, in various functions.
A lot of important things.
Yeah, I know. Nerves, okay, mm-hmm. your muscles, fluid balance, which is super important.
Yep.
So you don't get dehydrated. However, yes, exactly. And also, like, not depleted, right? There's no scientific evidence saying that consuming pink Himalayan sea salt is going to directly boost your metabolism to help with weight loss.
I don't know. This one was a fun one to me. I was like, this was a good one, guys.
Metabolism. Your metabolism is a lot.
Yeah, and it's not.
Trust me. The pink Himalayan sea salt is not going to change much. Uh-uh. Okay? It's how much you're moving, your thyroid, just everything, everything. So much. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you can have genetic factors like muscle mass, activity level, hormones.
Yep.
What I want to relay is it's not just about the type of salt that you're consuming.
Right.
In fact, as we said before, salt can actually increase your weight.
Yep.
Okay. Because of fluid retention. So what is the verdict, Jules?
Negative. False. That's right, ever. False.
No, drinking Himalayan sea salt for your daily metabolism is just a myth. Okay. Now, while it may be pink and prettier and maybe tastes better than regular salt and contain a minuscule amount of trace minerals, that other than that, it's not like a metabolism booster. It's not going to help you lose weight.
Nah.
So focus on a healthy diet, regular exercise, maybe use Himalayan pink sea salt to make your food taste better and yummier.
Yeah, go ham.
Yeah,
with using it as instead of regular table salt. That's totally
exactly
fine.
But other than that, it's fine. Yeah, it's really expensive too, so
I know it's not gonna make you lose weight, guys. It's just not gonna do that anyway. Yeah. Next myth, lemon and apple cider vinegar in the AM for weight loss.
I used to do this all the time.
I cannot stand apple cider vinegar.
And I used to do like a dash of cayenne too.
Oh my lord.
Yeah. I was breathing fire like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're a masochist. How could you do that?
I would just take it as a shot.
Yeah, but like in an empty stomach?
On an empty stomach, yeah.
Oh my God. Acid reflux.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, no.
Awesome.
No. And the thing about the apple cider that gets me. Goosebumps. It's the smell.
Yeah, I love vinegar.
But the
like the taste of it.
Oh, the smell.
Do you like salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah, I could. Mm. Yeah, I love that. I love that, but the smell of apple cider vinegar, it's in particular, it smells like Seagull Day to me.
Seagull.
Seagull Day? It's
body odor.
Well, specifically for the foot.
Yeah, like, foot odor.
Foot stink. That's what it smells like to me. I open it up and I'm like, Seagull Day, man. That's disgusting. Like, how? Anyway. All right. So, is it going to make you lose weight or help you lose weight? Whatever. Lemon and apple cider vinegar in the AM for this. Ah. Anyway, let's start with the lemon juice portion of it, right? Vitamin C and sourness. Lemon juice is a source of vitamin C, which is an antioxidant.
Yeah.
That's right. Let me not do the Mediterranean thing of it. I was about to do it. Yeah. So vitamin C is good for you, of course. Sure. Lemon juice can also add flavor, you know, and makes water taste less boring, which might encourage you to just drink more water, which is, hey, that's great. You're staying hydrated. Wonderful. And that's just overall important. And of course, it's important for weight management as well. But lemon juice itself does not directly burn fat or cause significant weight loss. It just doesn't. The detox, quote unquote, claim is also scientifically unfounded. And I know that one was huge. People like put, I see it still with the lemon in the water. It's like, yeah, this is great for detox. I'm like, it's literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that is the job.
Don't get me wrong. I think that fruits and veggies and all of that have really good ingredients and powerful antioxidants and things like that. But
your liver is a detoxing.
Yeah, exactly. Your liver does that already. So
yeah, it's not coming from the lemon.
Yeah.
Like the lemon slice on your water. It's not, yeah, it's not doing that. Your liver and kidneys are the body's natural detox organs. And they don't need lemon in water to do their job. Next up, the other portion of this is the apple cider vinegar, aka the sequel day juice, to me. And it contains the acetic acid, which some quote unquote studies suggest that quote unquote might have a very modest effect on blood sugar control and appetite in some people. Honestly, it would control my appetite on an empty stomach like that because it would feel like a bomb went off if I had to take apple cider vinegar in the morning with lemon juice. So those, yeah, two very, sure, acidic.
I'm
going to
wait because I'm not eating after.
Those two highly acidic, you know, liquids in an empty stomach first thing in the morning. Oh, yeah. My stomach's going to be like, F you, bro.
Yeah, F
like,
you. We're not going to eat for the rest of the day.
I might just make you nauseous out of this. Gross. Like, that just sounds...
I used to do it all the time.
I don't know how you could have. As it is, I barely could ever have breakfast because my stomach's like, no.
No.
We're not open for business yet. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, so however, to some people, of course. However, these effects are generally small and not consistently replicated in robust, large scale studies. That's questionable. The weight loss claims associated with apple cider vinegar are often based on weak evidence and extrapolated from animal studies or small human trials with questionable mythology.
Yeah.
Don't we just love those studies?
I know, I love those. And those are the ones that people love to quote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hence why this became a fad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's lovely how that happens, but yet the large studies, those don't make it through. Anyway, and drinking straight vinegar is, well, it's just very acidic. It can erode tooth enamel and potentially irritate your esophagus and stomach, especially if you have acid reflux. If you have acid reflux already as it is, or it's easy for you to get it, I would caution. I would use caution with this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a medical provider, but think about it. It's already an acidic environment and you're adding more flame to that fire. So I don't know. Anyway, so verdict. Lemon and apple cider vinegar in the morning for weight loss. It's mostly hype, guys. There we go.
I love this thing.
I know you too.
It's like not the cutest little thing.
You're only in Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is just like
random.
I freaking love it. Anyway, yeah. Lemon water is hydrating and adds a bit of vitamin C, which is totally fine. I go for it. You know, go ham. But apple cider vinegar might, big asterisk because of the studies being a little questionable, have some very minor inconsistent effects on blood sugar and appetite, but it's not a significant weight loss tool and it comes with potential downsides, yeah, like the tooth enamel and the stomach irritation and all those things. For weight loss, focus again on a calorie deficit and balanced diet and exercise. It's just not these morning magical unicorn drinks. This is just no. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
all right.
I don't know how you and cayenne too.
And cayenne. I mean, not like a whole teaspoon. I would do, it was a shot.
Did you feel anything, like any benefits from it because you were doing it?
No. I wanted to believe there was.
Yeah. The placebo effect of it all.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, I think it was more placebo more than anything. And some people like really are gung-ho about that.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I used to do like a little shot.
Yeah.
And I would just do a little bit of apple cider vinegar, a little squeeze of lemon. And then a little dash of cayenne and just,
whew. No.
If it was cold, it was better.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. So myth number 5 coming in hot with the recent news.
I had to. Because we're talking here about like
Yeah, let's debunk that.
Yeah. And we're kind of like in the vitamin thing, like vitamin C, yeah, and... I was like, okay, this kind of fits.
All right. Vitamin A cures measles. Miracle nutrient or a misguided myth? This is just, I think, more of a misunderstanding instead of a myth. According to this, if you've got measles, all you need to do is take some vitamin A and you're good, right?
I'm just sick.
Wrong!
you're just like,
yeah.
Wrong.
Okay.
All right. Let's bring some understanding into this. Like, why is it? It's not. It's just a misinformation.
I just love your first line. It's a virus. It's not a vitamin deficiency.
I know. Because I'm like, come on. Like, what the?
No, guys. Okay, souls. It's a virus. Okay, it's not a lack of vitamins. However, all right, there are some studies showing about vitamin A levels making a difference in the way that your body can fight this infection. Now, the virus usually spreads in the air. It's highly contagious, causes that fever, cough, rash.
Check out our measles part one and two.
Yeah, we literally just did a whole entire part one and two about measles.
So check that out.
Now, no vitamin, all right, doesn't matter how supercharged it is going to take away measles, okay?
No, it just reminded me of the Alicia Keys song. No one.
Yeah.
No one.
Exactly. Sing it.
Nothing.
Now, here's the thing. People have misunderstood.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a misunderstanding because, you know, our...
And misinformation.
Yeah.
Fueled by
Mr. RFK Jr. There's a lot of misinformation. Yeah. Vitamin A. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like an immune boost. Well, and I think that's where people really...
I think that's the wrong wording, maybe.
I don't want people to think that when you give it, it's going to boost your immunity. No, it is only going to work if you were deficient in it.
Exactly. So
it's going to boost you
exactly.
when you are deficient.
Right.
But when you already at adequate levels, it's not going to do anything for you.
Exactly. This is particularly for people that are
deficient.
Exactly.
So in some areas of the world where kids are severely malnourished, not in the United States, kids are suffering from obesity.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's like the opposite.
The complete opposite. In some parts of the world, unfortunately, there are kids that are severely malnourished. With a malnourished case is going to come naturally deficiencies in a lot of things, not just vitamin A. It's going to be depletion of vitamin D, calcium, phosphorus, zinc. There's selenium. There's just so much that can be caused with a malnutrition that it's just... Yeah. Anyway. I can literally just do an episode about this. But anyways.
I know.
So yeah, there's a lot of things that you can have from being severely malnutritioned. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the immune system for these children or these people that have low vitamin A, there's a link to seeing more severe disease with a measles viral infection. So giving these children that are already deficient vitamin A will reduce the risk of these severe complications. And that could be for like the diarrheal part about it, the blindness risk. So all of that will be less severe. Those effects will be less severe if you give a child who is malnutritioned with vitamin A deficiency, if you supplement them with vitamin A. Mm. Now, the real thing that we should be focusing on is the vaccine.
Yes.
Because that's the real hero here. The real hero is the MMR vaccine that usually kiddos get at the age of 1. You can do it as early as 6 months, and then they are boosted at 4 months, but you can boost them earlier if you need to. Now, what is the verdict? Does vitamin A cure measles? No, absolutely not. It does not. However, in children or an individual that is severely malnourished and also happens to have a vitamin A deficiency, then yes, they should be supplementing. They should be supplemented with vitamin A in order to reduce the risk of severe complications from measles.
Right, but a vitamin's not going to kill a virus.
No, and what I'm afraid is that a lot of people are going to be, take vitamin A and vitamin A and vitamin A, and vitamin A can lead to a vitamin A toxicity,
and that's
which is a problem. Yeah, it is a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do have measles, okay, talk to your doctor because it should be under guidance of a medical provider, right, to supplement with vitamin A.
Exactly, okay? Exactly. And amongst a slew of other things that will need to happen and that you will need to take to help you get through measles as well.
Exactly.
It's not only vitamin A. I mean, it's just a lot of things are going to have to happen to help you get through it. If unfortunately you get measles because you weren't vaccinated or whatnot. So, which I understand, yes, you could still get measles if you are vaccinated, but
very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Chances are low for that to happen. Yes, I've heard that argument relax. Yeah. That's why I'm like, but anyway, that was debunking part four. I felt like it needed to be like a little bit
light and airy, because
a little lighter.
We can go in heavy with the topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this one was just like, you know, on these health fads, yeah. Like, except the last one. The last one was more about measles, but before that it was more about metabolism and losing weight and like freaking sequel day. Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, oh, we didn't say get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not even gonna get to it. Get it, watch measles part one and two, and yeah, then you'll understand why we're here, like,
we're already like ready to fight.
Yeah. Anyway, if you guys have heard of any other like medical myths, or what is that called, like old wives tales and stuff, yeah, like that, or even stuff that's been passed down to you from like your family, yeah, several, and like in our,
I definitely want to do the onion in the room for cough.
Yes, that's one that we will tackle,
man,
on.
And people swear,
oh my god,
that.
People really swear by it, and it's all over TikTok, and then you see the before and afters of it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I cannot fall asleep like that. First the smell, next just the knowing that there's an onion on my foot.
There has to be something there, because people swear by it, but we'll debunk that.
But like, if you leave an onion out, it's going to change color regardless, whether it's, yeah, in your, no, foot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that has anything to do with
it. But people are like, well, yeah.
It changed color.
So it sucked the bad stuff out.
No, that's definitely not a thing.
I'm like, I could tell you right now, I debunked that. No.
Yeah, no. Like that, an apple turning brown.
It's exactly. Oxidation.
It's called rotting.
And avocado does that.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Leave almost it. Almost all fruit may do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's like saying that bloodletting was actually beneficial.
Yeah.
Let's take it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are good examples. Yeah. So if you guys have any of those, or stuff that's been passed down by your grandma, by your mom, there's crazy ones. We've talked about it in parts one, two, and three of our parents. If you get wet and it's raining, you're immediately, yeah, going to get pneumonia. Obviously, that's not the case, but our parents swore by it. At least my mother did.
And they still do.
100%. So anything like that, go ahead and send it our way. We're in pretty much every social media site, or you could email it to us at funnymedicine305@gmail.com. Thanks for all your support, for like following, commenting, liking, subscribing on YouTube, subscribing on Apple, Spotify, all the things. Continue doing that. We love you guys. Thank you guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Like, comment, review us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc.
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Funny Medicine Podcast. Our Gmail is funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And remember, we are not diagnosing you.
Definitely not. Just funny stuff.
See you later, guys.